At King Neptune's and Gulf Shores, hungry patrons slide into booths to order blackened shrimp with heaping sides of hush puppies and dirty rice.
All right, thanks. How about you, sir?
A year ago, King Neptune's, like other coastal businesses, struggled to keep its doors open. But today, the king, Al Sawyer, has one word to describe this season.
That's Tony the Tiger would say, great. Yeah, it's been really one of the best years we've ever had.
Up and down the Alabama coast, the story is the same. Business is booming. The numbers have area's tourism president, Herb Malone, tickled pink. And that's saying something for a 6'4" Southern Alabama native.
Right now, our tracking for 2011 shows that we are on pace to have a record year. We are ahead of 09, ahead of 07, and just people have come back, and it's just great.
Malone says the comeback is due to speedy cleanup efforts, loyal Gulf Coast fans, and a lot of marketing. His group received grants from BP and the state of Alabama that tripled pre-oil spill advertising and marketing budgets.
In May of last year, we could have sat down and quit marketing and folded arms and wait for a check from BP. That's not the nature of the people on the coast. We worked and scratched and clawed to get every piece of business we could get throughout the entire process. You know, we'd much rather earn our money than have BP send us a check.
Even with that resilient coastal can-do attitude, some business owners didn't get through the oil spill crisis unscathed. Al Sawyer had to close his second restaurant, which he just opened in 2009.
I was forced to close that business only because I didn't know when they were going to reimburse us. They were not talking to us about, they being BP, they being Ken Feinberg, were not talking to us and letting us know when our payments would be coming in. We were just basically at their mercy.
BP still hasn't paid many Alabama businesses for their losses, and Cooper Shattuck is watching. He's the governor's legal advisor and Alabama's go-to guy for all things BP. Shattuck is pleased to see the coast doing well this season, but notes the economic upswing doesn't tell the full story.
Even those that survived had a very difficult time in doing it. Some of them who had built up reserves or contingencies were able to survive, but how much better would they have been now if they hadn't had to suffer that for the last year?
Shattuck says it will be months before a full estimate of economic damages is complete. Meanwhile, back at Gulf Shores, Al Sawyer holds court outside King Neptune's. He's just grateful the coastal economy is bouncing back.
My prayer was that this summer would be a very good summer, and it's been answered. Thank God.
If the tourism trends hold, the Alabama Gulf Coast may be sending up a collective prayer for staying in the black, despite last year's setbacks. For WBHM, this is Bridget Elskin-Galloway.